Six.
Request of Mary Eng to address council regarding post-traumatic stress disorder.
Good morning.
Hello, council. My name is Mary Eng. I wanted to start with, I love you, Steve Novick. I love you, Amanda Fritz. I love you, Charlie Hales. And I love you, Dan Saltzman. And I love that guy, Nick Fish, who's not here. And I just want you to know that sometimes I seem a little harsh. That might be my Irish grandmother, who is very feisty, is the rumor. But I wanted to read you a poem my father wrote, and then I'm going to leave a copy because I believe you, sir, Mr. Hales, don't have a copy, but I did leave copies prior to your tenure here, back when Mr. Adams was involved. On page 49, I believe. Here it is, 47. It's called Golden Eagle. John Kennedy was not the wisest president we've known. He should have looked the other way and left this land alone. But dying's just another way of learning how to live, and living's something you can't keep, it's something you must give. John Kennedy was just a man, and men are born to die. He wasn't like some eagle that was born to rule the sky. But even eagles touch the sun and sometimes burn their wings, and even eagles do get shot like presidents and kings. They shot a golden eagle from the sky. They shot a golden eagle from the sky. I think we lost a little more than Kennedy, you know. We lost a golden eagle born 200 years ago. And every witness either dies or else he disappears. But maybe we can learn the truth inside of 50 years. But money bought the bullets, and some money bought the guns. And money keeps it quiet, just who are the guilty ones. But how can money measure all the liberty we've lost? They shot a golden eagle, but you guess who pays the cost. They shot a golden eagle from the sky. They shot a golden eagle from the sky. And that's from 1973, so my dad was about 33 when he wrote that. But there's his picture. His name is Stephen. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects the cortisol mechanism. So low basal cortisol is going to make you feel kind of apathetic and flat. And when a triggering or traumatic event happens, such as when David Keith Davis speaks about sexual trafficking of children, it's a very traumatizing subject. My cortisol might spike because I recognize I have symptoms of PTSD. So I'm going from, it's a very severe neurochemical reaction. And then one thing that might happen is my knees might begin to shake. And I might sit down back in handicapped seating because my post-traumatic stress disorder comes with me wherever I go. And I try to control it. I try to stay positive. But I think if we put our heads together, we can realize that all of us are dealing with trauma and all of us need to heal. I spoke to Officer Abrahamson just a moment ago about being misperceived. I think sometimes I'm misperceived as hostile or angry, and I just want you to know that I am a nice person at heart, and I really care a lot about the whole community on all the safety, including things like the Holocaust trauma that's induced when a neo-Nazi is placed in a meeting. I don't think that needs to happen. It's a national security concern. Thank you.